Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Neisel. Millions of Americans take drugs to lower their levels of LDL or the bad cholesterol to bring down their risk for heart attack and stroke.
But there are no treatments to reverse the buildup of LDL in blood vessels that leads to heart disease. That's why there's excitement about a study that shows a drug that can undo a sizable amount of the buildup.
It's high levels of LDL in the blood and its oxidation that lead to cholesterol deposits in blood vessels. This triggers a series of events, including inflammation.
Inflammation attracts immune cells that take up fats and cholesterol. Then, when these and other substances pile up, they form plaques which narrow the blood vessels. The plaque can also break off and cause heart attack or stroke.
Now, scientists are focusing on a drug that's already used for a rare disease involving a cell structure called the lysosome. It's called cystamine, and scientists targeted the drug since plaque is partially triggered by oxidation of cholesterol that occurs in lysosomes.
They had hoped the drug might slow or stop the worsening plaque, but were surprised when it reversed the process. In a study, mice treated with cystamine had between a third and over 50% reduction in plaques.
There are also fewer immune cells, which means less inflammation, factors that stabilize plaques, making them less likely to rupture, like the presence of smooth muscle cells, were up by 85%.
Scientists are now looking for the best way to deliver the drug so they can move on to clinical trials in people.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at UTMB and Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discovery shaped the future of medicine. For much more in our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com or subscribe to our podcast. Sign up for expanded print episodes at illuminascicom.com.